right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. I did fuck it up at the end.
No, I thought how interesting. I didn't know if we were going to staccato it.
I feel like we don't always go for a staccato. That was an interesting assumption.
Thank you for saying it. Well, then you didn't. And I said, all right, but I was prepared for it.
Well,
how
I felt
are
like
you?
I wasn't hitting it.
I felt
right,
like you were off
so
today.
I wanted to end it.
Yeah. But I'm
only at the end I was off. I wasn't off the whole time.
Yeah. The beginning I thought there he is. And then I said, I've lost him.
Yeah. 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 I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
What's been going on?
Well, okay. Well, so today I'm taking my first ever pole dancing class.
No, oh, she's a whore.
She always has been. And now she's going to be good at it.
Are you nervous? I took a pole dancing.
Oh.
It was like a bachelorette party in Ocean City, Maryland.
Okay.
Off season.
Wait, I love that. That's where my family used to go.
And the bachelorette party, like it was like you, that's what it was.
Absolutely.
It wasn't like an actual class. You like went and you had to bring heels. And there was like a 60-year-old woman teacher who was like, ugh, the strongest woman alive, throwing herself around that pole like, ugh, it was her fucking job.
Yeah.
But I was weak then. I feel like I'm stronger now. I feel like I could maybe be a little bit better.
Yeah.
But
who's
yeah,
to say?
Yeah.
I might drag you to the next one. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see how strong I am to start at the bottom and build the strength back up, yeah, you know? And I think I like that I'll be in my body, like, you know, being, I think it'll be good for me. That's the goal. And like a part of me is nervous that I'll do what I did in elementary school when they said try to climb the rope, and I'll just like rope burn myself instead of saying I'm not strong enough.
Well, that I feel like my hands are too, I always have clammy hands.
I'll be sweating.
I'll be slipping and sliding.
Slipping and sliding, yeah.
But I think you can use dust, right? Like a gymnast.
Like a gymnast? I don't know. My friend was like, don't put lotion on, I thought.
I think oiling, that is a thing. I know, yeah, at strip clubs that's a thing.
Don't oil?
My friend that's a dancer has talked about, like, that's like a thing. Like, don't lotion or oil because people lotion and oil on purpose because then you can, like, do the pole easier. But then for the next girl, it's like,
yeah, she's like
covered
what's
in lotion and oil and you're slip sliding everywhere.
Well, I didn't. Yeah. So I think I'll be fine. I'm going to laugh through it. That's my goal.
Maybe you'll love it. Maybe this will be like a thing.
Listen, I'm open to a career change. I'm following the fun, you know?
I've always like, you know, people that have stripper poles put into their apartments?
Yes.
That would never work for me. I would never be convinced that I'm not taking down the entire apartment complex.
Yeah. Well, that's the fear, is that you drop in on your neighbor kind of like mid routine. And then you're like, can I finish?
Yeah. Yeah. Like if something is going to break, I will be the one that breaks it.
Yeah.
The number of hammocks I've destroyed.
God. I always think about that with a swinging chair.
No, I haven't been on a swinging chair in 25 years.
Yeah. You didn't go to my first apartment. My first apartment that I got in the city, my dad bought me furniture from this cheap, cheap place. And like when I went there, I went, this is fine. I don't care. Why do I even have a dining room table? And when I tell you that all my friends would come over and the chairs would just break.
Yeah.
And I would watch them. You like when you're locked with someone mid fear of falling and like the what that feels like, it's too much to handle.
One time, I mean, I didn't break the chair, but remember Triple Crown?
Of course.
So Triple Crown is a Irish bar in Midtown that used to have, or maybe still does have, a basement theater,
yes,
which I use that term loosely. It's
very
a room.
Very loosely.
And there would be a lot of like improv shows there.
So much
back
improv
in the day.
Shows. You couldn't bring in outside food or drink. Like if they saw it, you got just annihilated.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it was like a working bar and they would allow shows for free in the
That's
basement.
True. You're right.
Thinking they were going to be obviously making money off of the bar and
right.
the food, but these no one has money that's doing improv. So no one would buy anything.
Yeah.
It would be a whole thing. So I did understand why they were always so rude.
They were rude to us.
Also, my first show there ever, it did catch on fire, the kitchen.
You were there for that one.
And that was my first improv show ever.
Yes, and.
I also think that's where we actually first met.
I think so, too.
In that basement. But the point of this story was one time they had like bench seating.
Yeah.
And
oh no.
During the show, I like went to get a drink and I came back and sat on the bench and it flipped backwards.
With everybody?
It was like me and one other girl was sitting on it.
No.
But the beer I was holding like flew through the air.
No.
And it was like during a show. So, I mean, that also now bench seating, unless it's adhesed to the ground, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, no, of course.
But I'm sure you'll be good at pole dancing.
I'm sure I'll be good. I'll have trust issues just like I do with anything. The big, you have to trust the pole, and I'll be like, I don't
know. How do I know he's not lying?
Well, I'm just saying.
You have to trust the pole?
I'm sure you have to trust it. You have to be like, I trust you to hold my, you know, to hold me.
I don't think it's like that. I don't think
you don't
that's
know
what...
me.
And well, this isn't about class. You. This is about the class.
Well, you haven't been to the class. I don't know.
I hope it's different. As spiritual as you're thinking it's going to be.
I think it will be. There's something beautiful about like kind of owning like your sexual, like be just.
I think they're going to be like, you have to trust yourself.
You know what? And that's also beautiful.
Yeah.
That is really nice.
Because I don't know that trusting the pole is really going to bring any growth.
You don't know. You really don't.
I mean, it might.
You'd love that, wouldn't you? You know what? I'm going to come in here next week with the poll.
I always know what Jesse's favorite thing to do in an argument is be like, you would love that, wouldn't you?
That's my comeback. I bet you would.
But anyway, we've derailed.
Yeah. Anyhow, how's your sex life?
Good.
Good. Thriving, really.
I love it. I love sex.
What are you doing? What's happening?
I was actually thinking, what if we became people that were like, you have like super sexual.
I love that for us.
Beings that always, you know, the podcasts that are like, you've got to be fucking.
Yeah. You
like, you have fucking. To be fucking constantly. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter when.
What,
you
where,
have to be fucking.
Be fucking. Yeah.
I would love to be someone like that.
Me too.
But I just don't think it's in the cards.
You know, I never rule things out for me. That's kind of my motto. But I mean, I don't think I'll ever be like, you have to be doing this. I'll just be like, right now, I'm knee deep in dick, you know, that'll be me in 4 weeks.
I painted my bathroom yesterday.
Oh, my
Speaking
God.
Speaking of sexual experiences.
That is sexual. I love that. Do you take a bath in your bathroom?
No, I'm not a bath person.
Really?
I don't like a bath.
Why?
I just don't really get it, to be honest.
I feel like you don't trust the tub.
Well, I don't. I just don't like it. Like, I'm like.
You don't like sort of just relaxing?
I don't feel relaxed. I'm like, okay, I'm just in
here.
Do
you like to swim?
I love to swim.
Interesting. Well.
Swimming in a bath is not even the same.
As someone who sort of slowly came into bathing in a bath, there's something really like it forces you to really relax and to be still because it's like there's not much. You're just like you're with the water. You're with yourself. I make myself like I haven't taken a bath in a while, to be honest. And that's because I haven't cleaned my tub. All right. But if you like sit in it and then you watch it fill up, it like makes you, for me, connect with my body and be like, there you are, bitch.
Yeah, that I don't have that experience.
Well, you don't take baths.
No, but I mean, even when I've stayed in like fancy hotels,
you don't want
in like LA with amazing bathtubs, yeah. I've taken a bath. And then once I'm in it, I'm like, well, time to get out now. Like, it's just a lot of work to set it up for what? I would rather take a shower and just sit.
What if you turn on music the bed. While you're doing it?
No,
you don't like
I mean,
music.
I did all of that.
You did all of that.
I'm not a hot tub guy either.
No.
I just feel
you
like
don't
I'm
like
cooking.
A hot tub.
No.
I have to tell you something. I love a hot tub, and there's something so sexy about it. If I'm in a hot tub, I'm in the mood.
That I'll agree with you on that, that it is very sexy.
Like, ooh.
But, like, dirty sexy. Like, it feels very... Tampa. Like very, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it feels like Florida sex as opposed to like.
Oh my God. Like good
as opposed to like Aspen sex.
Interesting.
Where you might be in a hot tub. Do you know what I mean?
You think every hot tub is kind of trashy?
Yes.
Wow.
I do.
I don't. Especially when you're outside, like looking at the stars, or you're just like, I've done it in the mountains with like snow around.
See, I've never had like a snow hot tub experience.
That's fun because you like run in, you run out.
Well, that's actually a lie. I have, because my friend in high school had a hot tub and we used to like do that. But
you still find it trashy.
Yeah.
That's sad to me.
I definitely do find it trashy. I'm like hot. I'm sweaty. I feel like I'm boiling from the inside out.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to stay in it too long. It's like you go in, you boop, bop, bop. You like set the mood, you splash a little bit.
Are you only going in there with potential sexual partners?
No, but I guess, okay, when I'm going with potential, I don't know when I'm renting a hot, it's not like I'm meeting people.
Well, you're talking about how you go in and set the mood.
Okay, well, like when I, like if I'm with somebody and we're in a hot tub, I'm like, boop, bop, this will be fun. Not that I'm going to do anything in the hot tub because that's insane. I mean, kissing, that's fine, but nothing else, because like I'm going to hurt my body and have a UTI and everything bad will happen in that hot tub. But just to set the mood, pop up, you're weightless. You're weightless.
I disagree. In a hot tub, I don't feel weightless. In a pool, 100%. I could spend a whole day in a pool.
You love a pool. You're not weightless in a hot, what do you mean?
In a hot tub, I feel like, you know, when you go to the aquarium and the otters are having the best time.
I mean, loosely,
zipping around. That's how I feel in a pool.
Okay, but what in a hot tub?
I feel like a fucking little kid. I love it.
No, me too. I love it. It's the inner child in you. But in a hot tub, you go from otter to what?
I go from otter to like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like any other animal, dead otter. I feel like I'm just like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not for you. It's for me.
Because it's not like you're flipping around in a hot tub.
No, but you can bop.
I think I feel heavier than I actually am in a hot tub. Because
really?
It's also like I feel like I'm like self-conscious of the. It depends on the situation.
Yeah. Normally, if you're in, I mean, at that point, I don't know. I'm in a hot. I mean, depending who I'm with, I'm like this. We're here. We're all bobbing in a hot tub. I don't know. But I find myself weightless in a hot tub. And then I can sort of just like boop, bop around.
Interesting.
Float around. Turn on the bubbles. Woo! You know?
I'm not getting in a hot tub at any point if the bubbles are not on.
Okay, yeah. You and I, this is so interesting to me.
Is it?
Kind of. I'm like, I'm trying to, but I'm like, I guess until we start going on tour and having hotel rooms with the hot tubs, I'm like, I don't know when we'd be
hotel
in this
rooms
situation.
With the hot tubs.
Yeah. Which I've done. Have you done that?
No. Where is that?
You can just like, where is it? I guess like, I don't know. There was a time I was on a kick that I was like, I'm not getting an Airbnb without a hot tub. And I'm not like, if I can find a hot tub in a hotel, I'll see you when I see you. I was a little bath baby, a little bath hot tub baby. Little boop bop, squish squash. It always makes me feel sexy, a hot tub.
Interesting.
What's
I don't feel sexy.
Wow. What makes you feel sexy?
Molly.
Really?
Just kidding. I don't know. I don't know. It depends. I feel like there's not something that I'm like, this makes me feel so sexy. Maybe being drunk.
Wow. I get that.
You know?
Yeah, I get that.
Just the typical.
One too many drinks, I'm winking at everybody.
Because I don't feel sexy in a pool. I just feel like I'm having a great time.
Yeah, which is sexy.
I guess.
Some would say.
I don't like indoor pools either. I'm not like an indoor.
You like it? It's got to be outside.
It's got to be outside.
Slide or no slide?
I'll take a slide if slide's available. It's not necessary.
Okay. You know what I would want? Oh, my God. You know what I want? I never even remembered. A whirlpool. Is that what it is? You know when there's a current? Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Like.
Have you been in one of those? Where does that exist?
I don't know. I just had a flashback to like being a kid with my family. We went to this pool that had a whirlpool effect, which then I'm acting as if I'm like in Annie or It Takes Two where I'm hanging on.
We used to have had an above ground pool, like a circle one.
Oh, damn.
And we would make a whirlpool.
How do you make it?
Just walk push around each other. Really fast.
Oh, I like when time. The water's like pushing me.
But I don't know where that's available.
Well, yeah, I don't know either. I'd have to find it.
Anyway.
Call ahead. Anywho.
I would like to go for a swim.
Me too. That would be so fun.
How are you otherwise? How's life? I like the cow look today.
Thank you so much. Those of you who can't see, I'm not wearing any cow print. So that was offensive. Just kidding. I'm wearing cow stuff. How am I otherwise? I think pretty good. Like, she's getting her groove back. Stella and the whole gang.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm baking.
What did you bake?
I baked, I guess you could call it a walnut chocolate chip banana muffin.
I'm allergic.
Well, luckily I'm not.
But I would love, yeah. Tell me about it.
Okay, so I decided a few days ago, because like I had this energy that was like, I don't bake, I don't cook, I don't do those things. And then I said, who the fuck just said that to you? And I said, you could do it, you just have to do it. So then I went to the store. You know what? For all the bakers out there, baking's expensive. I didn't realize. So I spent a lot of money and I bought all these supplies and I said, you're going to bake tonight. And then I don't know where this part came from, because I bought these books. I bought like recipe books. I want to learn how to do like clean cooking or like just like healthy meals that I know what's in it and all this stuff. And so I saw a banana bread recipe and I said, I'm going to make this into a muffin and I'm going to add the things I want to add and I'll figure it out. And then I did.
Good for you.
I know. So anyhow, I'm going to be baking. Next thing I'm going to do is lemon squares.
See, the thing about baking, like with cooking, that's how I never use a recipe. I just do what I want. But with baking, it's more difficult to do that
because
things won't rise.
Yes. At the same time.
They say the cooking's an art, baking's a science.
Oh, I'm a scientist.
Yeah.
And an artist.
It's a beautiful
combo,
beautiful amalgamation of subjects.
Thank you for saying that. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm just evolving slowly but surely.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I'm not.
Stop it.
No, I feel like I'm evolving. I painted I am proud. I'll have to show you.
You have to show me. What my color remodel, is it?
It was called Warm Stone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing like the, what did you call it? Like a farmhouse, like.
Aesthetic, my new aesthetic is modern, a modern farmhouse bachelor pad.
Like what more could you, and I didn't even know the bachelor pad was on board.
Well, I feel like navy blue is kind of bachelor pad.
Maybe it is.
So.
If I ever step into a bachelor's home and he's painted, I'll be like, where do I sign? Incredible. Yeah. Thank you for putting any effort in.
Listen.
And then I'll say boys. It was like this before. Boys. Boys will be boys.
So yeah, I think it'll come out pretty. It did come out well.
Yeah.
And I primed. I did everything correctly, which I don't always do because
wow, yeah.
I feel like last time I painted the bathroom, I could like see the mistakes all the time and it was driving me crazy.
Oh, you're a perfectionist.
Not a perfectionist, but I could like see like spot, like a little spot on the ceiling from the wall. Like things that just, it looked unkept.
Mm.
So it looks professional.
I love that. Thank you. What's next in the home?
I want to do something to the entryway. I'm waiting for the couch to come.
Damn.
Prints that I ordered for the bathroom came today and the frames.
Oh.
Which are like some guy on Etsy that does ghosts, but like in funny little scenarios.
People on Etsy.
Crazy.
People on Etsy are crazy. That's another thing I want to learn. Photoshop, but like people on Etsy, I'm always like, isn't it wild that everybody kind of is an artist, like in a different way, but everybody is unique and creative and special and is an artist. That's just my theory.
Not everybody.
I really think everybody, if you find your lane, you can really drive it.
I mean, I guess even people that are like, I'm an accountant and I love doing it. I'm like, well, that's
That's numbers is art. But also on the weekend, I'm like, that guy might be bacon. That woman might be bacon. You don't know. Everyone's an artist.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, if there's someone that isn't,
then they still are.
So, true.
You right?
That's true. Speaking of art.
Yeah.
Should we
do a homework?
Make some art?
Let's make some art.
Of our own with a little homework.
I love that. The Hallmark Movie of the Week. Are you feeling inspired?
I've been inspired since the day I was born.
Oh my God.
With years long breaks of being completely uninspired.
That's gorgeous. That's what inspiration is. It's like a touch and go.
I remember, this is embarrassing, but when people would be like, growing up, when people would be like, what was your inspiration? I never like understood what that really meant.
Yeah.
Until Jennifer Hudson was on American Idol.
Ugh.
And then literally I was like, oh my God, that's what
your inspiration
inspired me.
Jennifer Hudson, if we could get her on the pod, I would cry to watch you.
I mean, I would like to get on her talk show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Although I do feel like maybe you should, like, you know, you never meet your heroes.
It's true.
But
what a wild ride. Yeah,
it would be great. So anyway, all right, ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Here we go.
Should I start or do you want to start?
I felt like you were going to start.
Okay, I can start. Okay, picture this.
Yes.
A high powered.
Hell yeah.
Gardening executive.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
She's working. Let's say it's like Home Depot.
Home Depot. She's got green thumbs.
Okay. She has green thumbs. She's not using them anymore.
No.
She's using her typing fingers.
That's right. She's
because
corporate.
She shot up the corporate ladder and she is currently the CEO.
Thank God.
Of Home Department.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Which we'll be calling Home Depot.
Okay, great.
So she's the CEO, and her name is Claudia Van Ness.
God, that's gorgeous.
Claudia Van Ness.
Rolls off
and,
the
you know, she's a genius.
She really is.
You should see her house.
How is it?
Gorgeous.
Oh, my God. The outside?
Full of plants. I mean, landscaped beautifully. She commutes in.
Really?
From not far, but well, from good. New Jersey. So she really hasn't been out of the tri-state area in a long time
because
it's been busy.
Busy as a bee.
And Christmas is coming.
No way.
The busiest time of year.
Of course.
Because they sell
trees.
Christmas trees. And things have been a little out of sorts lately for Claudia. Oh. Her relationship ended.
No.
Because he couldn't handle a strong, powerful woman.
A lot of men can't.
And he was, you know, he had lost his job. He
Great.
Was
that'll do it.
He was a lawyer, but he was disbarred.
Ew.
He was disbarred.
Because disbarred.
He was you know what?
What?
We don't know why he was disbarred.
We don't want to know. When we asked why, he was like, I don't want to talk about it. And then you just go, okay, I guess we don't talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so fishy. Claudia has been single.
Great.
She still gets her martinis with her work best friend.
Well, you can still drink single, and that's so important to remember. Yeah.
And he's the
COMO. Oh.
Chief Marketing Officer.
Oh my God.
Okay.
What's his name?
His name is
Stewie?
No.
Stewie? I thought that'd be cute.
Stewie? For a grown man that's a CMO?
Why can't I have a friend named Stewie?
Because I'm Stewie and that's okay. Not my name.
Okay, sorry. What's your name?
Stewie. That was offensive.
Jeez,
that
Louis.
I think that's one of the worst you've ever had.
And that's why it's hard for me to start.
I'm nervous for your children someday.
Whatever. They'll be fine.
It
makes them stronger if you give them hard names.
His name is Conrad.
That's better.
That's a professional's name.
Okay.
Conrad McJenkins.
I thought you were going to say Birdie. McJenkins, absolutely.
Who's Conrad Birdie?
From Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh. Okay. No, his name's Conrad McJenkins.
Okay, great. I'm glad I didn't mix that up.
And he comes in. He's like, let's go get a...
A martini.
Let's go get a martini.
Let's get dirty together.
They're keeping the bar open for us.
I love that. You're single as well, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hard.
Conrad has been single for a long time. He doesn't even really talk about his dating because there's nothing at home except for a couple of parakeets, okay? And so they go and they're having martinis.
They're having martinis.
It's been a long week.
Oh, my God.
And Christmas is coming up. That's when they get a phone call. They're sitting at the bar.
Okay.
Cynthia is calling.
Mm.
Your assistant.
Yeah.
But she calls me because she's terrified of you.
That makes sense.
And I answer the phone. I'm like, what the fuck do you want, Cynthia? We just got our delicious grape martinis.
Yeah, we're trashed, you whore.
Maybe cranberry martinis because it's Christmas.
Oh, I love that.
And she's like, you need to come back in. We need to have an emergency meeting with the boss. The boss is in town.
Oh, the big boss?
And I'm like, okay, we got to sober up. We get a couple coffees. We get back to the office.
Okay, we're a little buzzed, but it's fine.
The boss, Mr.
Boss.
Finkelstein.
Jewish. Is like...
No, actually.
Oh, so yeah. That's just sometimes a Finkelstein, Goldstein, you never know.
His father took the name.
Oh.
Actually, his father converted to Catholicism for his mother.
Oh.
But he still has the last name Finkelstein.
That's really nice.
Not important to the story, except for the fact that they celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
And so Mr. Finkelstein says, I got a call. I got a call. And our normal Christmas tree farm isn't selling the trees this year.
Wait, what?
They've been dealing with some environmental issues and the trees, they didn't grow big enough.
Oh my God.
They have to hold off. And so we need to find some place to get, I don't know what, 10 million trees. How many trees does home department sell every holiday season?
At least 10 million. We're known as the Christmas tree shop in a way. You know?
Legally,
we are not.
We're not anymore.
Of course, but.
We did fight that.
With the town. Yeah, that pretty hard in court. Legal. Right.
And so he says, I need you to get on this immediately.
Ugh.
Okay. I need you to go to our potential Christmas tree farm.
Right.
In Snowy Mountain, Vermont. And I need you to get there ASAP Rocky, because it's, you know, we have to have the trees by Sunday. We have to have it locked in by Sunday. And it's currently Monday.
Oh, good. We've got a good 6 days.
And he says the helicopter's on the roof.
Jeez, Louise, I didn't even pack.
And so get your go bags. That's why we always have go bags ready.
Thank God.
In case we have to jet off to a Christmas tree farm.
Be a woman who has a go bag. You know what I mean? You want to be a woman, a person on the go. You know, you never know where you're going, but have a few pairs of underwear in there. Maybe a hat. Maybe a shirt or two.
Maybe
a toothbrush, perhaps. You know, who's to say?
A loofah, even.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you want to take over?
Great. So we get to the helicopter and I'm like, it's just, here we go again, you know? And luckily in my bag, I say, you know what else I keep in my go bag? Something to go to sleep. So I drug us really hard.
And we already were drunk because we had been out before.
Exactly. So we're singing on the plane. We're like, shot down by a bird. That's our favorite song.
Wow. What song is that? Did you make that up?
We made it up one time when we were, you know the song, hit me with your best shot.
Dun, dun, dun.
Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
Dun, dun, dun.
We were singing that and somebody came up to us and said that they were triggered due to something that happened in their past. So we changed it to shot by a bird because you love parakeets. And it was this whole thing because we were like, you can't be triggered by something that he has birds. So that's, you've never heard that song. It's just an inside joke.
Yeah.
So we're singing that song. We're singing that song and we finally land. And when I tell you, we're in the middle of nowhere, it's like we're in Whoville. There's just a lot of snow, We're in Vermont and just a lot of, I would call it almost barren. Like you look around and you go, where's the building? Where are we? You know,
is it pretty?
It's beautiful. You feel like you're in a snow globe, but at the same time.
Is it daytime? Is it nighttime?
It is morning, dusk, if you will.
Dawn.
It's dusk, dawn. That's what I meant.
It's dawn.
Is it dawns in the morning?
Dawn is when the sun's rising.
Ah, what a beautiful name, Dawn. And I wish, you know.
And dusk.
Is when it settles.
Is when it sets.
Beautiful. Oh, gosh. Okay, so it's dawn. Which is beautiful. And you and I are coming too. We're like, oh.
I haven't seen the sun rise in
years.
I don't even know how long.
It's been a while. And so we get off the plane, helicopter, and we look around and I go, what are we supposed to do? And then out of the corner of my eye, I see what looks like, I guess you could call it a Hummer. It's a big car.
Okay, wow.
I know.
And I say, they have Hummers up here?
It's like, yeah, I think it's a Hummer-esque car.
Maybe it's like an F-350.
Yeah.
Like a Ford truck.
Ooh, like
the best a man can get.
That's what it is. It's a real man's car. And you're like, whoa, what a big car. So the car.
And I'm like, oh my God.
What?
They're going to kill us.
Yeah, we're going to die.
I get automatically nervous.
I'm nervous too. And all of a sudden, and it's white snow. You know what I mean?
As opposed to.
Like, it's just like, it's untouched. You know what I mean? It's untouched snow. And so there's, all of a sudden the door opens and a big old boot steps down. I'm talking, I don't know men's sizes, but it's got to be a 13, 14 size shoe.
I wear a 13.
Hello.
So it's bigger than that, let's
say.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like a 15.
You know what I think? It's like it's special ordered.
Oh my God. It's a 15 size boot. And you can feel that boot. It hits the ground and my heart goes a thump.
I'm afraid an avalanche is going to happen.
Yeah, me too. And so you see the boot. Both of us are like, damn, that's a foot. You know what I mean? And then, but it's hard to see the rest. And then the door closes and, you know, it's like a leather sort of like dark coat that a lot of people would go, isn't that person cold? But this man doesn't get cold.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He runs hot, as they say.
He's from here.
And I, you know, it's dawn, as you know, it's dawn. So the sun is, it's hard to see a little bit, but the vision of it, it's cascading as sort of, there's a shadow. I'm not sure if I'm
Are
dreaming.
We facing east or west?
We're west, surprisingly. The sun rises.
What's the latitude and longitude of where we're?
We're higher than I thought. The numbers are around, you know, 165.9,
wow, okay.
I believe, by like 250.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, we're high.
I know right where that is.
Exactly. And I'm so taken aback and I go, wow, you know, when you see something in the distance and you go, that's actually just a normal man. That man might be 5'10", an absolutely beautiful height, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But as they get closer, I remember the science of when something's far, it's smaller. Mm-hmm. And when it gets closer, it's actually larger than it may appear in the mirror.
E equals MC squared.
Exactly. And as he gets closer, I mean, my neck, because I have a pinch in the neck. I didn't sleep great on the plane. I did the sideways thing, which is bad.
It's hard to sleep on an overnight helicopter ride.
So difficult. You have no idea. And he comes over and I go, I'm not a mathematician. You know that. I work with plants. Yeah. I've got a thumb. I don't know. But if I were guessing.
Are you using Pythagorean theorem?
I'm using my gut.
Okay.
With men. You know what I'm saying? And I dated a man in high school, okay?
Brag.
Yeah, well, this is Claudia. This isn't real. So Claudia dated this guy in high school who was 6'5".
What?
Yeah. Great start to dating, and it really took a turn,
Oh, yeah, she should have killed herself right after that ended.
And she thought about it, unfortunately. And then the man that she was dating, the lawyer who was disgraced, was 6'1". And when she thinks, she's like, that's a combo almost. So this man is 6'2", 6'3", something
okay,
like that.
Okay, wow.
I mean, really,
so he's a tall man.
And just as I
that.
Think,
what's he look like physically otherwise?
Okay, so physically otherwise, he's wearing that jacket. He looks sturdy. And I don't say that often. A lot of times I go,
what's the pants?
The pants are a dark jean.
Wow. Okay. In the morning, at dawn, he already has on jeans.
I think this man, you know how some men just wake up and throw on a jean and it's not a big deal to them?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's him, I think. He just throws on a jean, a button up shirt. He looks great.
That's what his dad did when he was taking care of the farm.
Exactly. He's like, I don't think he has sweatpants.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet he has a pair of gray sweatpants.
Well, I bet he does.
For those special nights. But those
are secrets. Yeah. You have to earn that, you know? So he's wearing jeans. He's wearing like a button up. And he's got what I would consider just well-managed facial hair.
Okay. Love it.
It looks like, you know how, like the way that you would think of a Christmas tree farm, how the trees are just beautifully in a row.
Yeah.
It's almost as if you zoomed so far up and that's his beard.
How poetic.
I know. And it's like a dark brown, but also a little red.
That'll get
you, you know? And I think I'm very drunk because I'm seeing double. Double twirl in trouble. I think he has a twin.
Oh my God. Do they both have red beards?
Yes. Oh. Actually, one, they're not identical. It's just the height is identical.
So he's with another guy.
Another tall guy.
Okay.
Who has very different features. He has, I don't even know your ideal.
Well, it really depends on the personality.
Oh, okay. So looks,
I'll take anything.
Any hair color? What's her fave? Is it dark?
I like dark features.
Dark features. Brown eyes.
Yeah, I trust someone with brown eyes.
Me too. Less dodgy.
Green eyes.
Well,
I also trust.
Well,
hazel.
Well, yeah. Good for you.
You know, even sometimes blue I'll take.
Damn. Yeah. That's what's crazy about eyes. So
maybe his eyes change with the light.
That's really great.
Because I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, are his eyes the color of the sunrise? But I realize it's just the reflection of the snow and the sun in his pool-like eyes are really taking in the light.
Yeah, you guys are having a moment because while you're looking in his eyes and you don't even remember, you know how if you look at someone for more than like 5 seconds, it's like, okay, how are you? I'm interested, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just gazing.
Yeah.
And then he's
I say, oh my God, sorry. I just got lost in your eyes. And then I say, oh my God, sorry. That was so weird to say.
And he's like, you must be tired. That was such a
long. And I say, no, I'm Cameron.
You're what?
What's my name? Conrad.
Conrad. And he says, I'm Luke.
Oh.
No one saw that coming. And he puts his hand out to shake your hand. And I hate to say that the hands and the feet are matching. It's a sturdy hand. Those are some hands that could weave.
And I say, I ask you, do you chop the trees down with your bare hands? Because these calluses feel thick and rough.
And I go, I hope that's not all that's thick and rough. And then
I go, I'm so sorry, she's drunk.
Yeah.
And your guy is David.
Ooh, that's sweet. That's a trusting name.
And he goes to give you a handshake, but you slip a little bit.
Oh God.
You know what happens? You're reaching out to give him a handshake.
Of course.
And you slip because it's the fresh snow.
Oh no.
And you,
I'm in stilettos.
You graze his crotch.
God darn it.
You graze his crotch. And I go,
with my hand or my, yeah.
With your hand.
Thank God. But also, yikes.
I mean, you kind of catch yourself.
On like his upper thigh, which is
strong. And you're like, whoa, I didn't realize the tree started here. And yeah. he's like, wow, you guys are really flattering us. And we're like, we're usually not nice people.
Yeah.
So sorry. We are Claudia and Conrad from Home Department.
Yes.
And we try to, you know, snap into being professional.
Right. And we're like, and that whatever just happened is a PR nightmare. So let's forget that happened.
And I say, she does it every time she meets someone new.
Yeah.
And then they're like, can we get you a cup of Joe?
Oh.
And I say, no one's offered me a cup of Joe. In light years, I would love one. And we go to the cutest little coffee shop.
Oh my God.
In town, run by a later middle-aged woman.
Yeah, who smokes like 3 packs a day. Like she comes over, it's like, how are you doing?
Yeah. But everybody puts up with it because
of course they love her.
They love her. Her name's
Rita.
No, you know what? Her name's also Claudia. And you're like, what?
That's
And I'm like, oh my God, you guys could be mother and daughter. And then I'm like, I wink at you.
That's fun.
But then we're sitting and we're sitting with them.
Of course.
And they are telling us about their family farm.
Right.
And I say, exactly about how many trees do you think you have on this farm? And they go, well, probably about 10 million, but we we don't
count.
We don't chop them down. We're not a tree farm. You know, we're a working dairy farm. We have just a lot of land.
Of course.
And, you know, we make our money with milk.
Milk.
We, you know, free range cows too.
Of course.
Very expensive.
I can't imagine.
And then I say, how's business? Because I feel like a lot of people are off milk.
Me
you know,
too.
I feel like oats kind of taken over.
Yeah, almond was a close runner up, and you know, the Got Milk campaign. We haven't had one like it in, I mean,
decades
at least.
And they go, yeah, I mean,
it's taken a hit.
Truth be told, we've taken a bit of a hit. Mm. And they're like, but we are so happy that you guys are interested in the dairy farm. And I look at you because I'm like,
we're
not interested in this dairy farm. We want you to cut down every fucking tree you have.
Yeah.
But we don't say that. No, obviously. And I'm starting to get hungover now.
Yeah. Which is nice because now that's when you get a little testy.
Yeah. And so after I purposely knock over something because I was brought the wrong milk, ironically.
Yeah, that is ironic.
You know what? I ordered oat milk is what happens. And then when they bring it, I purposely flip it off the table.
Yeah.
And I say, how dare you fucking carry oat milk in here?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to build a connection with them.
Of course.
And so they are like, let's take you back to the
farm area.
Yeah, the bed and breakfast.
Of course.
And I go, bed and breakfast?
Yeah, I'm like,
and they go, oh yeah, our parents left us the local bed and breakfast. And I go, left you? And they go, yeah, they passed away in a Christmas accident.
Oh, God.
And I go, oh, my God. And they go, our father was trying to come down the chimney as a gift for the town's children.
Ugh.
And
the mom was trying to lower him and yank him back up.
Yeah, yeah.
She was double his size, which I find absolutely charming.
It was, yeah. I also find that charming. But he did crash to the bottom.
Right.
And it was tragic.
Very tragic.
It was tragic.
She then got, it was a whole.
And they had to close up the chimney at the bed and breakfast.
It wasn't good.
And now it's more of a
sort of
memorial altar as opposed to a Christmas one.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
Upsetting.
But they take us back to the bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous.
So cute.
Decorated beautifully. And I go, who decorated this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Luke's like, I did.
And I go, you decorated this?
He's like, what? Like, it's hard?
I'm like, I don't know. It looks like a homosexual came in here and did all of this.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I am homosexual, as you say.
And we look at each other and I go, okay, game on.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what? And I'm like, if we could see our rooms, please.
Yeah.
And so we're sharing a room.
Love that.
Which
for
is
us.
Fine because there are other people staying there.
Yeah, we're in last minute edition.
And we talk a little, and then next thing we know, it's morning.
Okay, good.
I wake up, your bed's empty.
Oh.
I go, Where in the world's Claudia?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, I guess we woke up and it was the same evening because it was only the morning.
We got there at morning. It was a long day. We were at the diner for hours drinking and just, you know, causing mayhem. We got back.
And we did go on a tour of the trees.
We got back. We came on the tour and then we passed out.
Yeah.
Early, probably like 8. A little embarrassing because we were like, we'll be right back. And then good night.
It's the mountain air.
Yeah. Something about it just puts you at peace. And again, we hadn't slept for days and hours. So we really passed out. We woke up. You woke up. I wasn't there.
And I look out my window because I hear something I haven't heard in years.
What?
Your laugh. You're laughing.
Oh my God.
And I look and you're sledding with,
no.
With, David.
David.
And a couple of kids that are staying at the inn.
Oh my God. What and kind I of go, sled? Like the plastic one?
Like
are
the
we on
plastic
the same one?
One?
Are we on different one? Are we racing?
You're racing, but oh you both God. Have a kid with you.
Oh, wow.
Because they're the, you know, they can't ride
they're
alone.
A great
they're
buffer.
Too young.
Yeah, of course.
And so then I'm trying to take a video.
I appreciate that.
To send to everyone at the office.
Yeah.
And I can't get a good shot.
No.
I can't get a good angle. So I'm leaning out the window.
Oh, no.
And of course.
The glass breaks.
The glass breaks. And I fall. Two stories.
No.
Into the snow, fortunately.
It is like a puffy snow, which is nice.
So, yeah. You know. I fall out. I hit. We black out. We come back from commercial.
Okay.
Come back in.
And
it's a beautiful transition
beautiful
into commercials.
Transition. And right above you, as the camera eyes are opening, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's Conrad.
That's me.
Absolutely. That's not what I meant. It's Luke.
Luke.
Saying.
Reaching down.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. I just saw my friend laughing and sledding, and I haven't seen that in so long. I needed to get it on video.
He said, but you fell two stories.
And I go, where's my phone? And he's like, it's right here. I put it in rice for you. You've been out for a while. I'm no longer outside.
He carried you inside.
He is so strong.
So strong. He carried you inside.
I go, how did I get inside?
You right by the fireplace, which isn't lit, sadly, because it's a memorial, but he does have candles out.
It feels almost like I'm dead.
He has a big blanket
like, this
over
feels like
his...
my funeral.
And a cup of cocoa. He says, do you want a little cocoa?
And I go, oh my God, I would love some. He goes, do you want some cocoa? And I say, I would love some. And I pull out a straw and he's like, wait, no. Like hot cocoa. And I was like, oh. Yes. Yeah. I would love that too.
Yeah. And you're.
And we get to talking. I think we montage, you know?
I think you
We're
montage.
Montaging the day. I'm having a great day. He's showing me how to cook. He's showing me how to milk a cow. It's disgusting.
You know what else? He's like, hey, later tonight, we get one of the best views of the stars. And I have a hot tub outside of my cabin. Do you want to... like, look at the stars in the hot tub with me later? You're not going to pass on.
Well, it's pretty forward.
Well, no. I mean, nothing. I didn't say anything. So, I mean, why do you get turned on in hot tubs?
I think, okay. And I'm a little disappointed because I thought that maybe we would be building a deeper connection here.
Well, it is,
seems like a grinder date is about to happen.
No, it doesn't.
And I
looking at the stars?
In a hot tub?
How come you think...
And he asked me if I get turned on in hot tubs?
Only because you said that.
And I go, you know what?
Oh, my God.
Just take me... Oh. Take me home.
Take you home.
Take me back.
Luckily, that's when I come in and I go, what's going on?
He's we fucking freak. Like, this guy is a pervert.
Stop it.
He's a perv.
I go, why do you say that? I'm so sorry, Luke.
And he goes, I just asked him back to my hot tub.
And I go, oh, hot tub is a trigger for him. He has a weird association with hot tubs. It's just a lot of, I guess you just.
I just don't like them.
He feels like a dead otter, if that makes sense.
And I go up to my room.
That's a good idea.
And he is, you know, thrown off.
He really thrown off.
Which he should be.
Well,
because this is a hallmark and it's wholesome.
I don't know. Yeah.
And as I'm thinking that,
right,
I hear the sound of
slurping.
Kind of.
Interesting.
Well, it's like slurping, but like a wet kiss. And that's when I peek around and I see you and David. Going at it like a couple of high schoolers
slurping.
By the lockers.
I say, spit in my mouth.
And I go, whore, get up here. Yeah. And so I call you up.
Okay, good idea.
And I'm like, Cynthia called me. We have to lock this in.
Okay.
By Friday.
Friday? I thought we had till Sunday.
Well, jeez, it's moved up.
Oh my God.
People want their trees earlier.
Oh, sure.
So
decorator.
We need to convince these people to cut down every tree on their property.
Great.
But you know, the budget's pretty
I think we can
endless
do it.
And they don't have any money.
It feels like a win.
And so that night we take a nap. I sleep it off.
I get overwhelmed myself and it's always good to nap and kind of reset.
Yeah. We wake up. They've made a beautiful dinner.
Oh.
They've made a beautiful dinner.
They're both excellent cooks, which you can't find that.
No.
Yeah.
You're born with it.
Yeah.
And so we're having a nice dinner together.
Yeah.
You know, things are going very well. There's other people from the inn maybe stop down.
The kids from the sledding.
And we're getting, you know, softer.
So much softer.
And then that's when they get a phone call.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, hold on, we'll be right back.
Okay.
They go in the other room. We obviously listen at the door with a glass.
Okay, yeah.
Like it's an episode of Full House.
Absolutely.
And we hear them saying how if they don't basically rebrand cow milk.
Wow.
If they don't sell enough cow milk by Friday.
Lord.
As well.
Right.
They're going to have to close the doors.
Stop.
And so I'm thinking we've got them in the bag. We'll get all the money from the trees.
It'll be fine.
You know, game, set, match. Do you want to take over?
Oh, yeah. So game, set, match. Tennis, serving, here we go. So they come back out and you and I sort of do the like, oh, so we were just, I was admiring the door frame. Is that mahogany? And they say, I'm sorry, I'm so distracted. We just
No, it's metal.
Horrible. It's metal. And I go, sorry, I don't know wood or like equipment. I'm a girl. So they come back and they're like, sorry, we just got such a terrible phone call. We're scared we're going to have to shut down the farm.
What?
Yeah, because unless we figure out how to rebrand milk in 2 days, famously it's Wednesday, we're going to have to shut her down.
Oh, my God. Have you ever thought about selling something else?
I'm like, ooh, that's like what? Like something that maybe they already have.
Like all we have is all these trees and we could never sell these trees. These were our parents' pride and joy. They said, who needs one Christmas tree inside for a month when you can have 10 million outside forever?
Mm.
And I say, that's kind of, you know, you could just live in the woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seems like you'd get the same effect.
And I say, you know, what's so crazy is how you can love something so much for yourself, but when you give it away
for money,
it can feel like you're sharing and also profiting, living, learning, growing.
Totally.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I mean, even these trees provide oxygen for basically the whole town.
Wow.
You know, it would be a real environmental disaster.
Yeah.
And I look at you and I think, well,
is that true? Yeah.
Let's have drinks.
Let's drink a little bit. Yeah.
We montage. We're drinking. We're having fun.
We're playing charades. The kids are gone.
Yeah, we're playing charades. We go for a walk in the snow.
Okay.
One thing leads to another. We wake up. The sun goes down. Camera goes down. Come back up. Yeah. And we are not in our beds. We're in their beds.
Wow. Okay?
Things have stepped up. Okay. And I say, you know what? Maybe I do like hot tubs.
Yeah.
Okay, we bring it back.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Only this one specific one, because if you break my heart, then I'm really going to hate hot tubs
yeah,
forever.
That makes sense.
I look at my phone. We have 50 missed calls from Cynthia.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
What a clue.
What are we going to do? And that's when he kind of launches into his passion for dairy milk.
Luke,
he's talking about how much he wants cow. He wishes he could run the business like his father did, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And here I am sitting, the chief marketing officer of Home Department, thinking,
fully nude.
I could fix this in five seconds if I had to.
If you needed to. If I wanted to. Interesting.
And I don't know what to do.
Well, it's quite a predicament.
Cynthia keeps calling.
Yeah.
Do you want to take over?
I'll take over. And so here I am in bed with David, who is playing guitar, thinking, just kind of working through things. And I say, I love what you're doing.
What's he singing?
He doesn't sing, but he is strumming. Coldplay. Coldplay. Fix Me. And
does it wake you up?
It certainly does.
That's annoying.
Yeah. And I'm sort of like, am I in a, where am I? You know, Gwyneth Paltrow? I don't know what's going on. And so he says, sorry, I thought you were awake. You were talking so much. I say, I talk in my sleep. I was sleeping though. My eyes were closed. He said, but last night you were talking with your eyes open. I said, I also sleepwalk and sometimes talk with my eyes open. That's just a part of dating me. And he's like, are we dating? And I'm like, fuck, I hate that I always accidentally. And he was like, no, I love that. And I said, I actually love that too. I'm glad.
But he's also like, but you do not live here. And
yeah. And that's a predicament. And I say, I have a go back. I said, I don't even, logistics are logistics. I don't know if like love is stronger than.
And as you're saying that, yeah, we hear the sound of a chainsaw.
Oh my God.
Okay. And you shoot up. We now see us both a split screen.
Okay.
We both go, what the fuck is that sound? Or you know what? We know what it is because we are the CEO and CMO of a home department.
Of course.
So I go, oh my God, that sounds like a, you know,
52
Robobie 67, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I look and I go, oh my God, what is going on? Yeah. And it looks like they're about to start cutting down some trees.
Oh my God.
And he goes, what the fuck is going on? And that's when we see Cynthia with a clipboard standing outside.
Oh Lord.
And I go, oh my God, we'll take care of this.
Yeah.
We pitter patter outside. Yeah. Both of us run out.
In robes. Of course.
Each one more elegant than the next.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And it's freezing, but worth it. We're also both wearing heels.
Yeah.
And we go, Cynthia, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you mean? You called us last night, told us to come chop down the trees. And I go, what are you talking about? We flash back to
charades. Mid charades,
yeah,
were trashed. The word was sell. We were acting out sell as much as we could.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were doing this, sell milk and then, you know, trees. And I was like, sell the trees. And then it was sell. And I didn't realize I had sat on my phone. I was on speaker.
Oh,
with Cynthia. So she, that's.
And I go, Cynthia, why are you up here to cut down the trees yourself? And she's like, this means so much to home department. Also, you called me and told me if I wasn't here, I'd be fired. And I was like, I was blackout.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So us to threaten.
And I say, we need just a minute.
Just a minute.
So we go inside. We have to come clean.
Yeah.
And we're like, listen, this is what's going on. We can offer you
like
$1 a tree for $10 million.
You do the math.
We sell them for $300 in the city.
Right.
Does seem like a bit of a ripoff.
Sure. But
now that I'm hearing it out loud, it almost
seems like we could do $2 or $3.
It's not fair.
Okay.
For you.
That's really.
And they're upset.
Oh, they are.
They're mad.
Oh, no.
You know what? And they go, are you fucking kidding me? They're upset.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
They go off. They talk.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I feel like they're upset. They come back and they're like, fine, fuck it.
Damn.
Take the fucking trees.
Take the trees and get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, ooh.
You're going to come inside me and then tell me to get the fuck out of here?
We were just talking about how we were going to do long distance and kind of patch that together. And he's like, forget about
it. He's like, yeah, we talked about a lot of things.
Yeah, when I thought I could trust you.
And they storm out.
Storm out.
We look at each other and I go, is it just me or have you never been happier?
I'm so happy.
I hate my life at home.
I'm not happy at home.
No, I hate my job. I hate everyone we work with.
I forgot how much I love my own laugh. I really love it. When I hear it, I love it.
I haven't heard myself laugh.
I haven't either.
Since 2006.
First, I thought there was a pig on the farm. No offense. Just your laugh. It can
that's
be a
fine,
little.
I get that.
And then I said, oh my God, that's my good friend Conrad's laugh.
Yeah,
that's
you just haven't, said. You've never heard it.
I've never heard it. I didn't realize how often you were fake
I haven't
laughing
laughed since I was,
me.
What, 16?
At least.
And so, yeah. And that's when we put on our thinking caps.
Yeah.
and we montage, okay? We are montaging, thinking about cows. We're hanging up pictures of cows, pictures of milk, all kinds of different
milk. We got Britney Spears up. We've got all the old campaigns going.
Paris Hilton.
Yes.
We call Paris. We're talking about it with her. We're big executives.
We're big executives, and you know, Paris has always been ahead of her time. With media, with marketing, and people who don't know that, that's on you.
You know, that's the only reason I registered to vote.
And I know that.
And I haven't voted since.
No.
Just kidding. But we're seeing things where we're tired. We're having coffee. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
They come down because they're like, why aren't the trees
gone?
What's going on?
Yeah.
We took pills to fall asleep so we wouldn't have to hear and see our beautiful prized possessions go.
Yeah.
And that's when we...
Similar to the Parent Trap, that vibe where the parents come down, we're wearing matching outfits, and we're presenting what's going to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've come up with a beautiful rebrand.
Yeah. For milk.
For milk.
Yeah.
Cow's milk.
Yes.
Or as we're calling it, Milk Classic.
Milk Classic. The OG milk.
Yeah.
If you will. The goat.
And we're the cow. Adding interesting local flavors.
Ooh.
Lavender.
Love that.
Lavender milk.
Have you ever had strawberry milk?
Yeah.
So good, right?
I have.
Strawberry milk?
And they go, strawberries don't really grow up here during the winter. And I go, well, we harvest in the summer.
Yeah. And you also it's say, not have impossible. You heard of fake food dye?
I say chocolate milk. Have you thought of that?
Ooh, have you thought about that?
Maybe a mint.
Ooh, I love a mint.
You know, creamers. Yeah. We're talking coffee creamers.
Yeah.
And we go, we need to rebrand the packaging. The only reason people drink oat milk is because of the packaging.
Yeah,
they like
of course.
The little cardboard boxes.
And I think we could even say something, not that we're this type of marketing company that goes after other things, but we're like, we don't need white food dye for our milk to be white. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why don't you?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, ew, you're drinking brown milk and you all need to know that. Almond drinkers.
And they go, they're touched.
Yeah.
They're touched.
They're taken aback.
And you know who's not?
Uh-oh.
Cynthia.
Darn it.
Cynthia, who's standing there with our boss on Zoom.
Yikes.
And they go, and we're ready. We think we're going to get fired.
Yeah.
But we're willing to get fired for this. For love. We're taking a chance. And that's when Mr. Finkelstein says, you know, when I was converting to Catholicism, the one thing that brought me peace, in such a stressful change, was a ice cold glass of milk.
He said, "My people normally are lactose intolarant." Famously,
I grew up,
So we said anti milk. We were almost anti milk,
yeah.
And when I was converting, I didn't realize how much milk is religious.
Totally.
You know, the blood of Christ and the milk of a cow.
And like, you know, the lasagna that you have after church on Sunday.
Exactly.
And that brought me, and that's when I think cheese. We can add cheese.
Yeah, smart.
And so Cynthia's like, what do you guys want me to do? And that's when our boss says, you sold me. I'll invest. We all look at each other.
We're shocked.
We're blown away.
Yeah.
Do you want to take it home?
I'll take it home. And they go, you're telling me that we're going to be able to sell our trees?
Well, we're not selling the trees.
Okay. The trees are off the table, I guess.
That was the whole point of rebranding the milk.
Of course. Trees are off the table. We would never do that to the environment, A, and B, the family and the parents. And we all knew that. And Mr. Finkelstein says, but we can pivot. We can pivot hard and fast because milk, famously, you put out for Santa. Am I wrong?
Well,
okay. And we go, okay, mister. We go, and that's why they pay you the big bucks. And he says, we can do it and we can do it fast and hard. And
that's the only way we do it here.
Exactly. So next thing we know, it's a Christmas miracle. And you go into home
department
and you're greeted with a glass of milk. Welcome to home department. A little milk.
Shopping for nuts and bolts. How about a glass of milk?
And everyone, it's such a great attitude there. And we've got just jugs of milk everywhere. And people are milking
it. They put in refrigerators at the stores.
Yeah, of course. And there's milk to be had.
Milkshakes.
milkshakes, all the different flavors we talked about, and
ice cream, whipped cream, you name it.
You scream ice cream and for milk. And really there's, it cuts to a cheers of milk. And it's a mint glass, a strawberry glass, a chocolate glass, and an OG. And it's the four of us. I'm having the mint, of course. I'm having the mint. You're having the chocolate. Luke is having the OG, which is kind
love
of
that.
Odd.
I love a classic,
I love
man.
That for him. And then my David is having strawberry, which I also like. He's a guy who knows that fruit is good. And so we all cheers and it goes up. We see how it goes. It goes
cheers,
up. Ah, it comes down. All of a sudden, it's your wedding.
Oh, okay.
We're at your wedding and I've just...
And it's a year later, it's Christmas.
It's a year later, I'm making a toast with milk and I say, raise your milk, your glasses, and I say...
The reason that we're here.
Yeah, I say, this milk...
And you hear, there's dairy cows also at the wedding.
Yeah, all over. And I say, let's all raise a glass to my friend, Conrad, who I never realized had fake smiled our whole relationship. And finally, I got to see his real smile.
And I say, I hope there's no Baileys in that. And then we pan out and you're pregnant.
Of course I am.
And what's his name?
David.
David is like, no, just classic for her and me because I'm supportive.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And everybody laughs.
Everybody laughs and it's a big cheers. And the movie is called Got Love. Do you like that?
I was thinking of something with utter in the title.
Utterly loving. No, utterly.
We can do Got Love.
I think Got Love is pretty classic and great.
Yeah. Got Love.
I love it.
And Paris Hilton has a cameo in it.
Thank God. Right at the end, she goes, that's hot.
She's having a cup of cocoa.
Yeah. And it was hot.
And she takes a sip.
It's burning hot. How gorgeous is that?
Oh.
God. I wish we had gotten more in depth with that hot top scene. Yeah. Me too.
You know?
Can you imagine mint milk? That's actually a really... No.
Do you think it sounds good?
Like mint chocolate chip. Milk.
I'm not a big milk guy.
I'm a big mint gal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Well, anyway...
Worked for the movie.
We love it. We love you guys.
We love you so much.
So you know what?
What?
Live until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The
Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.